From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Pentagon's two top civilian and military officials told a House panel today the U.S. air campaign against Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria is making progress. But as NPR's David Wellen explains, they also warned the U.S. may be in for a long fight.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel told the House Armed Services Committee the Islamic State fighters' warfighting capacity has been degraded.
We must prepare for a long and difficult struggle. There will be setbacks, but we are seeing steady and sustainable progress.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey left open the possibility of sending U.S. ground forces, but he did not advocate doing so now.
A low-risk option to the campaign would probably include the introduction of U.S. ground forces to take control of the fight. Neither General Austin nor I, and certainly the Secretary of Defense, believe that's the right thing to do at this point.
Hagel vowed U.S. military personnel won't take part in ground combat. David Wellen, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Democrats have re-elected Harry Reid as their leader for the new Congress that convenes in January, though unlike in the past, Reid will be the minority rather than majority leader of the body. Power in the Senate has shifted to the Republicans as a result of the November 4th midterm elections. Reid has been Senate Majority Leader for 8 years, a role now shifting to Republican Mitch McConnell. Former Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship has been indicted for his alleged role in a mine explosion in 2010 that killed 29 coal miners. NPR's Howard Berkus reports indictment of mine executives is rare.
Prosecutors have to prove that Don Blankenship knew about the unsafe practices at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia that led to the deadly explosion 4 years ago. The rare indictment alleges a conspiracy to violate mine safety law and to thwart mine safety enforcement. Blankenship is also charged with lying to the Securities and Exchange Commission about Massey Energy safety practices and stock sales. Possible jail time for convictions exceeds 30 years. Blankenship's attorney says his client is innocent and is being persecuted because of his criticism of what he calls powerful bureaucrats. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to a seasonally adjusted 290,000 last week. Meanwhile, the Les Waldo four-week moving average was up by 6,000. However, PNC economist Stuart Hoffman notes that though the weekly numbers are volatile and rising, they're doing so from a low level.
I wouldn't make much of that one-week increase. It's been up and down week after week, probably back down the next couple weeks. The bigger picture is the job market is doing fairly well, creating jobs.
Applications for unemployment benefits are closely watched by economists since they are generally viewed as a proxy for the number of layoffs taking place in the economy. An obsession on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 40 points to close at 17,652. The NASDAQ gained 5 points. The S&P 500 rose a point. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Boston Scientific, a company that makes medical devices, is being ordered to pay four women a total of $26.7 million. That's after the company was found liable for selling faulty transvaginal mesh devices. A Miami jury deliberated for only a few hours before finding the company liable. Plaintiffs said they suffered injuries, including pain, bleeding, and infection. The company faces upwards of 14,000 federal lawsuits over the devices used to treat pelvic organ prolapse and urinary incontinence in women. U.S. intelligence officials are analyzing an audio message thought to be from the leader of the so-called Islamic State. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, if it is indeed the group's leader, it ends speculation as to whether he was killed in recent U.S. airstrikes in Iraq.
U.S. officials said the 17-minute audio tape released by a jihadi website sounded a lot like Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, but they are continuing to analyze the tape to make sure. The audio recording provided some clues as to when it was made. The voice referred to President Obama's recent decision to send 1,500 more military advisors to Iraq and thanked an Egyptian Islamist group for pledging allegiance to the so-called Islamic State. Officials say mentioning those two events, which came after the airstrikes over the weekend, suggests that al-Baghdadi is still alive. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
It's only a calculation based on weather patterns. However, a group of researchers think that lightning strikes in the U.S. could increase by as much as 50% by the end of the century as the world gets warmer and wetter. Using weather data, researchers at the University of California, Berkeley calculated that for every degree Celsius global temperatures rise, lightning strikes would rise by nearly 12%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.